to you by the Jonas Podcasting Network, found exclusively at wrestlingwithjonas.com. Hello and welcome to this very special impromptu episode of Wrestling with Jonas. And it's very special because of the guest I have on the opposite side of the screen there. And none other than the brand new Slam Wrestling Finland Women's Champion, former guest of mine, a good friend, Heidi Katrina. Heidi, great to have you on the show. How are you doing? And many, many congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. So happy to be here. Long time no see.
Absolutely. Well, I'm loving the bit of bling over your shoulder there, as well as the glitter on your by your eyes there. But the bling over your shoulder represents you as the very first Slam Wrestling Finland Women's Champion. So a momentous, historic occasion last night in Helsinki. 24 hours on, how are you feeling?
Oh, my God, there was tears. I can't tell you. It's quite surreal, actually. It's been a long, long journey to get where I am, and I'm just trying to soak it all in. It's still quite surreal. It's like a bit dreamlike.
Absolutely. And I mentioned in the introduction just now that you're the first ever Slam Wrestling Finland's Women's Champion, but you're also the first ever female or women's champion in Finnish professional wrestling history, which kind of adds extra icing on top of the cake there, Heidi.
It does, with sprinkles and cherries as well. It's just like the Finnish public maybe don't welcome wrestling as much as we'd like them to. So when I, you know, can make a connection with them and they can like sort of absorb what I'm trying to put out there and they can accept me as a wrestler, as the first female wrestling champion, it just means that much more. And the Slam Wrestling fans are just so, so into Slam Wrestling. And I'm just so privileged and honoured to be like the first ever women's champion in history. And I just think this is like going to set the kind of like milestone for like the future of like maybe the Finnish wrestling fans will invest more into wrestling, and you know, just, you know what I mean, I want them to care and love it as much as I do. And I feel like this is a really good moving stone to have. So yeah, I'm very, very happy, very privileged.
Well, absolutely. And if you think about it, you're obviously a trailblazer now for women's wrestling in Finland. Do you think that that's going to maybe kickstart a bigger scene, a bigger female scene in Finland, starting with Slam Wrestling, of course, but then through the Finnish wrestling community? Has this kind of kickstarted something bigger, do you think?
Yeah, I really do hope so, because I guess the Finnish public are not really used to wrestling. They've seen quite a lot of boxing, MMA, but they're not really like familiar with pro wrestling. So I feel like as the first ever like female champion in wrestling, it's now kind of opened the doors to like, oh, okay, so females can do it too, you know, it's not just for men. And I think I've kind of like almost raised the bar, because I had a lot of female fans coming up to me yesterday, and it always like sort of brings a tear to my eye. They're like, oh, you're like my hero, and like, well, I look up to you, like, especially in the little kids are like, oh, I look up to you. And I'm like, hell yeah, girl power, you know. And I just think, I hope it's the start of something up and onwards for female wrestling in Finland. Yeah.
Absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about the match yesterday and about your opponent. Alexa Valo was your opponent, and like I say, gave you a hard fought victory, Heidi, and like I say, narrowly lost to your superiority. But tell us a little bit about your opponent yesterday, and I don't know whether she was emotional at the end of the match. You certainly were, but I'm sure she gave you a match to remember.
Yeah, Alexa is a tough competitor. I've got so much respect for her. She's well traveled. She's been all over. She's been hitting it hard. It was a very tough bout, but I've got so much respect for her. I'd love to continue. You know, we've started a story, and every story has an ending. So I'd love to lock up with her once again. But yeah, she's very, very tough. She almost had me, but somehow I managed to pull through. But yeah, amazing opponent, honestly.
Absolutely. I've seen some clips of the match. Can't wait to see it in full, but it looks like an amazing show and an amazing match. But let me ask you about your left arm, because you, as many of your fans and my followers out there will be aware, you had a very, very serious injury that kept you out for a year and a half. You only returned this past October, and I think coincidentally that was with Slam Wrestling over in Finland. But how is the left arm bearing up, and especially after that incredible match last night?
Thank you. I did try to show you. I don't know if you can see. This is massive, like, scar. Ooh, it kind of looks like a shark bite. It was obviously, like, completely devastating when I just had that fluke accident in Israel. I was kind of, like, traveling quite a lot at that time. I was going from country to country, touch wood, every weekend. And then all of a sudden, my world just got turned upside down. It was kind of like COVID part two, but except everybody else was doing stuff and I wasn't. And it was just, I had to basically climb from the bottom to the top once again. And a lot of people kind of think, oh, it's just an arm break, but it was much more than that, like, because it exploded and came out the skin. It just completely destroyed everything that I had in terms of confidence, self-belief, my power, my physique. It was a long, long road back to the top, but it was extra, extra special to, you know, become the women's champion of slam wrestling after my first match back was in Finland after my arm. So it just has an extra feeling, you know, but it's doing okay. It does hurt all the time. I have some really cool metal work in there, so, you know, but
there you go. A bit of Lex Luger going on there. You're not going to be knocking it on a titanium plate, are you, Heidi?
You know, you know me, just sort of just get on with it. But these things happened. This is wrestling. You know, we knew what the rules were before we started playing the game. So just got to take the best. Absolutely. Yeah, thank you. It's doing okay. I'm getting there.
Good. And you mentioned about your kind of, you're getting back to full strength in your training, and obviously the injury kept you on the sidelines for quite a while. And I mean, are you back up to full strength now? And how's your kind of training going, especially in the gym? I know that you loved training in the gym and you had a fantastic physique. I see that your physique has definitely returned, but how's your training going kind of, you know, as a whole?
I'll be really, really honest with you, John. It was a long, long time before I could get anywhere near my physique or anywhere near my strength. And it really just knocked my confidence a lot. But believe it or not, my arm has touched wood turned to its full capacity. And if not, a little bit more stronger than usual. They did tell me, because I had, like, some really cool metal in my arm, that I would be able to lift heavier. That is true. I feel like I've got to the point now where my power's back up, my strength's back up. I feel like my physique could, you know, be a little bit better, but we'll get there, you know. But yeah, I'm very, very happy to be where I am now. It seems like so long ago, but it was rough. But yeah, getting there. There's certain movements I can't do. Still a little bit scared about getting up to that top rope to do the leg drop, but believe me, it will happen this year.
Absolutely. And if you've got any words for your loyal fan base, not just in Finland, not just in the UK, but worldwide, Heidi, if you've got any words for your supporters out there, you know, that they've been with you through the good times and through the bad times, but do you have any final words for your loyal and loving Heidi Katrina fans out there?
Well, honestly, I just can't thank them enough. Like, every single day, I get a message from them. And every single day when I was on the bench, when I was injured, I still got messages from my fans. Are you okay, Heidi? Oh, keep going. Don't give up. You know, just keep the healing. Keep getting better. Like, you can get back in the ring soon. When you get back in the ring, are you all right? When are you coming back? And still to this day, like, I wouldn't be where I am now without the strength that I have in my fans. So to you guys, I just want to say, like, I love you all. And I see all your messages and I really appreciate everything that you give back to me. And I hope that I can give back to you exactly what you give to me, especially as the first ever ladies champ in history in Finland. I just, such an honor and a privilege. And I really appreciate what all of you do for me. Like, the little signs that you make at shows, the little, like, drawings, the fan art, like, the messages, just, yeah. Absolutely. Just, you know, it's pretty,
You've got one of the more loyal audiences, one of the more loyal fan bases I've ever known from any competitor out there. So Absolutely. Final question for me then, final question, is to your competitors out there. I called you a trailblazer earlier as the first ever Finnish wrestling women's champion, slam women's champion. Like I say, I personally hope you keep hold of that belt for many, many months to come. But you've got a locker room full of female talents that are going to be after you now and chasing after that gold, Heidi. If you've got any words for your kind of potential opponents, competitors to the female locker room in slam wrestling Finland, what would they be?
Well, you know, the golden Amazon, as I'm referred to in Finland, has got a nice bit of gold round her waist and her shoulder at the moment. So anyone that wants to step up, I am more than capable and happy to go one-on-one with them to compete for this title, because this title means everything to me. So I'm not afraid. I'm excited, and anyone that wants to come and step up, I'm ready for them. And I've got so much respect for all the female talent that enter the locker room in slam wrestling. Really, truly, I have.
There we go. But you are a trailblazer. You are the golden Amazon. You're also the slam wrestling Finland. First ever inaugural women's champion. Great to see you back after such a long time on the shelf. Awesome to be speaking to you again. But Heidi Katrina, congratulations. and thank you so much for dropping by.
Pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And I want to say kiitos to all the slam wrestling fans. That's thank you in Finnish. And thank you for having me. It's so nice to see you. And thank you for all your support.
There we go. Heidi Katrina, we'll catch you soon. But best of luck. Keep defending that championship. Stay well. And we'll speak soon.
Yeah, you too. Bye.